Good morning. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Alderman Don Brown, Alderman for the next 18 days, coming to you from the Walk Radio Studios on 217 Wisconsin Avenue, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, the Mar-a-Lago of the Midwest. But here in Waukesha, our idea of making America great means making Waukesha more awesome, and perhaps even home to a future National Hockey League franchise. More on that in future shows. And speaking of National Hockey League, I know he's listening out there. Best wishes to Rick Jenneret, longtime radio broadcaster of the Buffalo Sabres for 50 years, who retired last night and whose banner was lifted all the way to the top shelf where Mama hides the cookies. So best of luck to a longtime role model and one of the great voices of my childhood. Anyway, back here in Waukesha, our host today is Andrew Sigilski, candidate for Waukesha County's 19th District Supervisor, a seat vacated by Kathleen Cummings, and he's running against Daryl Enriquez. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Good morning.
You bet. And before we begin with Andrew, a couple quick announcements. If you haven't eaten breakfast yet, and you'd love to have a little breakfast while watching this, listening to, or watching the live stream This Week in Waukesha, head on over to the Rotary Pancake Breakfast at Waukesha South. It's open till 11 a.m. today, and be sure to say hi to my good friend Amanda Medina Roddy and all the other great volunteers and Rotary members. Also, tonight is the night we've been waiting for 2 years. Raise the Bar, Waukesha South Booster Club's annual fundraiser, the first in-person offering since 2019. Proceeds benefit all South sports and clubs, including the fantastic Waukesha South Future Business Leaders of America, who killed it at state. State participants like Brady Boyle finished ninth place for marketing. Rhea Shirukuri and Maggie Straub qualified for nationals as they took second place for publication design. Ananya Srinivas qualified for nationals as she won first place for intro to social media strategy. And a big shout out to Taya Pittman and Lapika Valuri, who qualified for nationals as they won first place for graphic design. Congratulations to all of them. And then returning to my favorite team, the Waukesha South men's varsity basketball team, they will be honored by the city of Waukesha with a proclamation by Mayor Riley at the next city council meeting next Thursday, April 7th at 6:30. My last meeting as first district alderman. And so we look forward to seeing you all there. But also the big news is from Waukesha South's from Black Shirt Nation is that Eric Teagues, one of the survivors of the Christmas parade attack, will start as a pitcher for the Black Shirts baseball team next Wednesday, April 6th. I'll get my days right there. That's Wednesday, April 6th at 4 p.m. at Frame Park, and really looking forward to that moment. Very excited for Eric and his family, and stay tuned. But again, congrats to the Future Business Leaders of America, which is a great lead-in to our guest here, Andrew Sigilski, who is he's you know, currently self-employed. He's an electrical technician, and you just told me he's starting a new job on Monday. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And who's that with?
Wisconsin Oven.
Fantastic.
Down in East Troy. Yep, electrical panel builder.
Fantastic. And then hopefully you'll be starting a new job after Tuesday's election, right?
I hope so, yeah.
Sounds great. Hey, what compelled you to run, Andrew?
Well, this isn't the first time I've run for public office.
Okay.
Back in 2011, I worked at a water filtration plant in Glendale. I actually have a degree in water quality technology.
I saw that. From Marine Technical College, did I say that right?
Correct.
Fantastic.
Yep.
Okay.
And the issue at the time up where I lived in Glendale was a school referendum. $10 million school referendum. And, you know, I felt compelled to run. First of all, no one else was running. And I thought it was a great opportunity to be involved. I'm very passionate about education. I thought, you know, I've thought about it enough. I've been involved enough, and I wanted to contribute at that level, the school board level. I should have probably run for school board this time. My race might have been a little more interesting.
It's definitely a crowded pool, yeah.
It is. But yeah, so I ended up running in that race, and then again, after losing, decided to run for Milwaukee County Supervisor in 2011 against Theo Lipscomb, which was an eye-opening experience. I really enjoyed it. And so I think, you know, part of the reason why I'm running, because if you had asked me 6 months ago, are you going to run for County Board Supervisor, I'd have been like, are you crazy? I got plenty of stuff going on right now. But I really did enjoy my previous run, knocking on doors, talking to people about what matters. And there are a lot of things now that I feel need to be addressed. And I think it matters who wins these elections.
Sure. You know, and it means a lot to me now because I know some aldermen, some colleagues of mine in the council, even some facing some competition, refuse to go door to door. And I think that's such an important part of the process. People want to connect with their leaders.
Yeah.
And it's important for leaders to connect and listen to our citizens. So terrific. But so, yeah, you mentioned some of your education, and I wanted to kind of read that out. You graduated, I believe, in 2014 from UW-Stout magna cum laude. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. We mentioned Moraine Park Technical College with the degree, the associate's degree in water quality and waste water treatment tech. You also have a global trade compliance certificate, as well as an industrial laser operations certificate, both from WCTC. Mm-hmm. And a lot of school. Tell us about that.
Well, honestly, I credit that to growing up here in Waukesha. I went to Waukesha South. And I credit it very much to the Waukesha Public Library. I was one of those kids that was always at the library. My parents took me there when I was young. And then as a young adult, I was there all the time, taking out nonfiction books mostly. So
sounds great. Hey, before I forget, again, Raise the Bar starts tonight at 6 p.m. If you don't have tickets, you can still go. It's $40 in person. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then also at the libraries, thanks for mentioning that, Andrew. Their open house is April 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So more information on that. And I highly recommend your participation there with you and your family. So again, Andrew, back to you. Sorry about that.
No worries. Yeah, my passion for education and learning, it just instilled in me at a young age. And I have continued that. Now, honestly, you know, going to school for those particular certificates, I was pursuing a particular career. I thought there was opportunity in trade, which is why I got the trade certificate. The laser operator, I did work as a laser operator for a brief while. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting, yes, but also I was just, you know, looking for job opportunities.
Terrific. Well, that's great. And, you know, what's important to us for Waukesha, because we are the county seat,
mm-hmm.
is, so when you look at Waukesha County, I did some homework, less than 5% of the population, that's about just over 19,000 people, live below the poverty line. Almost 40% of that number, about 7,300, live in the city of Waukesha.
Mm-hmm.
What would you do as a Waukesha County supervisor to bring more awareness of that and to address the situation of poverty and homelessness in Waukesha? What do you think the county could do to partner with the city and to address that issue effectively?
Well, so a lot of the ideas I do have come from living in Milwaukee County for 10 years, because that's where I lived and worked when I was, you know, at the water plant. And Milwaukee County does a great job with entrepreneurial education. There are organizations dedicated to, you know, teaching people how to start their own businesses. And as a part of that whole ecosystem, it's not just about everybody owning their own business, but it's also about, you know, what are you good at? And then what can you do to help other people? Because not everybody's going to own their own business, but
sure.
The more dynamic our economy is, the more opportunity there's going to be for people to get jobs. Some of this stuff, I've been on the Nextdoor app, and there's a lot of, you know, entrepreneurial activity going on. Hey, I'm looking for someone to, you know, clean my house, and people are raising their hand and saying, I'll do it, you know. So a lot of that stuff is encouraging to see. The county level, it's encouraging business environment for sure.
And then jumping back to your education, as I mentioned, that you were someone that took advantage of and benefited mm-hmm. from a lot of the quality education from our junior colleges and our trade schools. And mm-hmm. what would you do as county supervisor to partner with these groups or to create greater partnerships and promote more opportunities for our youth and for a lot of people that are disenfranchised, if you will?
Sure. Well, I love to hear, for example, the Future Business Leaders group that might have been around when I was at South. I don't remember it. But, I remember talking to Amy Welch, who is a librarian at the Waukesha Public Library, and we were discussing future library programs. And I do believe the library can be a great resource for businesses and those looking for opportunities. you know, libraries are changing, obviously. 25 years from now, I'm not sure they're going to be buildings full of books. But I think that the county doesn't have exact, direct oversight over the libraries. There are separate library boards. But I would like to see the county focus more on the libraries as a means to develop programs and encourage folks who may be disenfranchised.
They're my favorite universities, our libraries.
That's right. So very dangerous that. Places, too. You know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Don't let your kids loose without supervision.
Yeah. Sounds great. And then how about with regards to, like, economic development and or actually, I should ask you, what do you believe are, like, kind of, like, the two, like, top issues? And we'll try it. We have, like, 2 minutes left for the first break. But
okay.
What do you think are the two, like, most important issues that the county should focus on?
Well, I'll talk about my own personal ideas, but, you know, I also have a countywide survey where I've asked people what the most important issues are, and it's inflation, okay. It's police response. The business concern is not really one of the top 10 in people's minds, but as far as I'm concerned, keeping large companies like GE in place, I mean, they were talking about closing down that campus. Now, Apparently, they've got a lot more orders for MRI machines. They're going to be around for a while. But we need to ensure that large companies can find a home here in Waukesha County, encouraging people like or companies like Generac to continue to grow and expand here.
Terrific. Great. I like that. We have time. What other what's another hotbed issue? I think we have a little bit.
For me personally, it's water. I mean, it goes to my background. I have a degree in water because of the issue here with the diversion.
Sure. Do you support that move, that project?
I do not. Okay. I did, as a younger man.
Okay.
But working in the water industry as long as I have and being involved with the Milwaukee Water Council, I began to see problems with it. And I can talk about that. Now, obviously, it's baked in the cake here. The deal is signed. But I'm hoping that after 30 years, we can figure out a way to supply our own water.
Okay. That sounds great. Terrific. We're going to go to a quick break, but stick around for more with 19th District County Supervisor candidate Andrew Sigilski on This Week in Waukesha. Don't go away.
Whoa, it's all